K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Once again, coming to you on another end of midweek Wednesday, December 13th, 2023. Basketball. Turn our attention to that here real quick. Arthur Kaluma was selected yesterday, or 2 days ago now, Big 12 Player of the Week. Arthur Kaluma has been huge. And obviously now we know the status, unfortunately, of Naquan Tomlin. Again, me, Alex Keelan, recorded a huge weekly episode. I hope to have that out on this feed at some point. Well, usually I post weeklies on Thursdays. For those of you new to the show, again, welcome on board to this podcast. Glad to find you found this, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Look, I am shooting for Thursday to have that pod up late Thursday night. If I can't get it to transfer, then I'm going to lead you to our Podbean channel, which it is still Purple Project Podcast. So you find it, you'll find some snippets there. So I will get to working on that. But yeah, Arthur Kaluma, right? Junior, transferred over from Creighton, Big 12 Player of the Week, averaging pretty much double-double, and he beat down of LSU last weekend. Kaluma averaged 21 points during that stretch. Over 75% shooting from the field. 85% shooting from downtown. 10 rebounds, 2.5 assists, and almost playing an entire game. Obviously, pretty much, basically. 39.6 on the market there as well. Villanova. And this was reason why he got this, obviously, because Villanova back on Tuesday, December 5th. And, of course, last Saturday's win over LSU on the road. Kaluma, he had a great game over Villanova there. 26 points, 10 of 13 shooting. Perfect from downtown and perfect from the line as well. 44 minutes played in that game for Kaluma against Villanova, right? And then you flip the script to the road where, of course, you're dealing with all these unfortunate distractions, dealing with the Naquan news, like, what's Jerome Tang going to do, whatnot. But Kaluma continues to do what he's done, and he's really, you know, when I first heard when Kaluma, and obviously we still have ways to go, we still have conference play here coming up here when a new year turns 2024, I was like, all right, we got somebody that I can link up, play well with Tom a little bit. And now, when I first saw him in action against USC, this is not the first time I said it on this particular podcast, but this guy's gonna be a dog. We can get up there, get it done, and I was surprised he was even called out by Jerome Tang there, that I heard on one of the other K-State podcasts said. That he got called out. I think it was E3mon pretty much said that as well. But since then, yeah, I think to me, at least from a fan perspective, yeah, he's locked in. He's locked in. He needs to be locked in. If K-State is going to be up there in the top half of this league, and I'm not going to go as far as contending for a regular season title. Not yet, anyways. There's still some work to be done at some angles there, but look, you're going to be back in the top half of this league where, obviously, the best basketball conference in the Big 12, well, Big 12 is the best conference for basketball in the college game right now. I take it over the ACC, SEC, anybody, right? These guys need to step up to the plate. Kaluma's going to have to be that guy. McNair has been huge. That's been a surprise. That's been a surprise, too, as well. I thought he wouldn't do nothing. But, again, that same game, I'm like, okay, I see what we're working with here. These guys can't – I know it's only the first game, but, damn, these guys bring the energy. They're going to be something for sure. And we're starting to get a little bit deeper here in the season, and Kaluma is starting to make his presence known every night. He steps onto the floor. Kaluma, 17 points against LSU the other weekend. He went 6 of 8, 3 of 4 from downtown, 11 rebounds. That was a game high against LSU there. Out of all the players that played in that game. So, as well, Kaluma is the first Wildcat to earn a weekly honor this year. And you got to go back since Marquise and Keontae Johnson. Oh, and oh, by the way, Keontae Johnson, happy rebirth to him playing in Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA now. Swept the player in Newcomer Weekly. I remember this from last year there as well. It's the third career weekly honor for Arthur Kaluma, who was named the Big East Freshman of the Week back in February 14th and March 6th while playing, of course, for his former school, Creighton, there as well. 5-game winning streak for your men's basketball team. And they have a big one coming up. Obviously, it's finals week. We're in the middle of it. Well, I'm not. I'm not taking any finals. I'm a K-State. I've already graduated, so I'm alum, obviously. You've been with us from the beginning, or you've been in and out, or you've been with us from the beginning of the fall semester. Look, they're in the thick of it now, getting their finals done. And then you got Nebraska this weekend. And I'm hearing it's supposed to be a sellout crowd. You know Jerome Tate's going to ask for the student section. You know this by now. You've been around Jerome Tang for a year and a few months now. You should know that, look, he's going to expect, he wants the students out there rooting on his team. They should. We're playing some good basketball right now. 5 straight wins. You're damn straight. You better go out there and support your teams right now. Both basketball teams are doing pretty damn good right now. K-State wins basketball's ranked 12th. I recently saw earlier this morning they are 16th in the USA Today. Poll there. I'm not sure about that, but whatever. be your basketball teams, K-State Nation. Right now, doing some good work, and we're approaching the end of non-con. So, we'll see what happens. And K-State, men's team anyways, have a chance to lead. Obviously, Wichita State, I think it's next week or the week before. I'm not really sure. I know they have that showdown with Wichita State at the Sprint Center. Yeah, I'm still going to call it that. Which T-Mobile Center, I know it, but we still call it the old Sprint Center when I was at K-State. So that matchup's looming large as well. So we'll find out what happens here. Nebraska, that's going to be, we'll see what happens there. They could be a team that, at least under Fred Hoiberg, you don't know what you're going to get. But what I do know is Brandon Much better come out, support the Cats here, and support this team, both teams, really, because right now they're rolling. Tang, Mitty on the women's side, we are rolling. For all lights are displayed. I wanted to say something else, but that didn't come out right. That didn't come out right at all. But anyways, we better hit this podcast right now. Arthur Kaluma, Big 12 Player of the Week this week, as he and his team, Cam Carter, Tyler Perry, and the rest of the squad will look to put down Nebraska this weekend. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available wherever we do post content, all things K-State. Alex Amacos, Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. Appreciate y'all. This has been another edition, daily edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. We'll talk to you again later on this week. Go Cats.